Yellow?
Yes.
Hi, Every Hour.
Okay. Two or three things. One, I raised this question about the court system and our public. I pointed out these things. One, that Steele Harder introduced the sense of the Senate Revolution in 1960. Ruska filed a minority report, too. He did, however, go to the Senate cabinet. Or two, that Reese's appointments had been made, or appointments had been made by outgoing presidents before. I said that goes all the way back to John Adams and comes way on down the list. Number three, the president under Article 2 of the Constitution is given the specific authority to nominate ambassadors, ministers, consuls, and judges of the Supreme Court. It was freely admitted that you did have that constitutional power. So then, of course, they intruded the political question. What was it the proper thing to do by an outgoing president? Even the term that was used, that's an odious term, and I trust that nobody will ever use it again. So as I got the facts in front, then the discussion began. Well, we didn't get the discussion from planning to about four because of some intervening roll call, but there was a split, generally speaking, that I think it cooled off. So we discussed no names.
Tell you what I think we'll do. I think I will accept Warren's resignation when he upon the qualification of his successor.
Yeah.
I will name Porter to succeed him if the American bar clears him and they think it'll be exceptional and they'll be pleased. We've got to talk to them. I'm going to name Thornberry then, the Associate Justice.
You're going to name Homer?
Yep. I've got two problems here with the others. I've got Fowler has got all of his travel, his tourist stuff pending, but the main thing, he's got his tax bill, he's got his international conference thing that he's been working on. I don't want a new secretary. With all the tax reform that's coming up, under the law, I've got to prepare the tax reform.
Yeah.
And I've got to get into oil and depletion and all these other things. And I just can't bring a new man like Walter Heller or somebody into that job on 4 months. They will say cronyism, but Fowler is a bigger crony, and I've known him much longer than I have Thornberry. I've known Fowler since Roosevelt's day. He sits with me every week, four or five times a week. I haven't seen Thornberry in 8 years. Thornberry practiced 18 years, tried cases every day, and the bar says they want a man that's had some judicial experience. So he acted as a prosecutor elected for the people for many years. Then he belonged to the best law firm in the state for a good many years. Then he came to Congress 6 terms, had no opponent, and I think he is friendly with nearly every member of the Senate. Dick Russell told Eddie Weisel this morning, Cy Vance's partner, that in his judgment, Thornberry had more friends in the Senate than anybody else. He has served as a federal district judge, not by my appointment, by Kennedy's appointment. I haven't seen him, I've never been in a courtroom with him. I haven't spent 2 hours with him since he was appointed. Then he served on the circuit court. There wasn't a single opponent against him when his name came up. He's now on the circuit court. Justice Brennan told the Chief Justice, according to the Chief Justice, that when he went to the Law Institute, the university they operate for judges in New York, that Thornberry was one of the instructors, and that he was shocked to find that he was the ablest instructor in the school. Now, the bar says they want lawyers with judicial experience. Now, they've got one with a federal law court experience. They got one with a circuit court experience. And damned if I believe the Congress is just going to say because a man served in Congress, he's no good.
Yeah.
And they got not one thing against him. They confirmed him for the federal district court and for the circuit court without any question. Now, if I don't know what they can find with him. His character's all right.
Yeah.
They like him, and of course they'll say I'm a crony, but am I supposed to nominate somebody the St. Louis Post-Dispatch says is a great man that I don't know?
Yeah.
Am I supposed to nominate somebody for Tom Clark or Warren's Pace? Those two have gone, and go out and name somebody from New England that I don't know? I think I'm a hell of a lot better shape knowing not nominating somebody like you, a homer, than I would be, by God, to somebody I didn't know.
Are you independent?
It sure is. Okay. And if you, will you go with me on Fortis and on Thornberry? Okay, we're gone. Goodbye.
But wait.
Yeah.
I had Tommy in.
Yes, sir.
Now, I told you last night I just threw that down. So I had John up here.
Yep.
John had this frightful operation. He took out about 2 feet of his head. Put it together. John will have served 15 years on the 21st of November. He said, I will retire on the 21st of November if a Democrat is elected to the presidency. And I'll step aside for England and a resource fund and still be named. He says, now I have this difficulty. If a Republican is elected, he said, I feel that I ought to wait and let a Republican do it. Now, if he makes me elected, I don't know what he would do. I would. That's the hell of a hole. Now, I have one suggestion.
Yeah.
Why don't you call John over to the White House? I don't know. When have you had him over there?
I never have, but I'm afraid to. I'm afraid he'll think I'm trying to mess in the court.
No, he won't, because he had a good time. I think you'd be honored if you called him over and just tell him what you have in mind. Because I told him about it, and I'm clear all along the line, and he's glad to do it. It's only that he's through with this wonderful curve. And I think maybe you could dissuade him from it in Maine. His retirement complete.
What he ought to do is do it and get him confirmed now,
huh?
He ought to do it and get him confirmed now while we can.
That's right. And so that his retirement does become effective till the 23rd.
Okay, I'll check into it and we'll get back to you. Now, Everett, I want you to talk to Dick Russell right now. He has told me, he has given me his commitment that he will vote for Fortis, period.
Yeah.
He will enthusiastically support Thornberry. So I want you to, I want you, and then there's one thing you can tell. I'm not going to tell another member of the Senate this. Not another one.
Yeah.
I will assure you that you will have a much stronger vote on crime and on court things than you've ever had before.
Yeah.
With Warren.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
You know Homer that well.
Yeah,
and Dick knows him that well. Now, I want you to tell McClellan that you know that much, and I want you to tell Sam Irvin so they don't get out of line. And tell Ruska. Ruska's on that committee. Now, go do that for me. A president can't lobby, but I want you to lobby because I damn sure do things for you, and you don't even have to tell me to do them. I just go on and do them.
When are you going to send them to me?
As soon as I get the ABA to clear them, I want to get them cleared, but I want you to go tell these men and just lay it on the line and tell them you know what you're talking about and that you can look at Thornberry's decisions, and he's not, by God, he's for law and order, and he's going to be a good, balanced influence on there, and he's going to be the only legislator. And if you just want the truth of it, Fortis told me he thought we had to have a man with some legislative experience. He said that he, Bill Douglas and the rest of them, didn't have a bit.
Yeah.